I am still Pastor John McClain at the ready here to serve you an excellent radio show here with the best motivational coach you could possibly ask for, lucky you, and Andreas Ruiz with I Believe in Myself Coaching.
Yes, yes, I am here. And when you started, I remember that song. Yeah. That's all I talked about.
Yeah, yeah, I feel it. Yeah, yeah. I'm ready.
I got the feeling.
I got that feeling.
Baby, baby, I got the feeling.
Let's just sing this whole time. Yeah. Let's have a karaoke hour.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's just really enjoy ourselves.
Crazy little thing called you.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, so this is a Common Good Radio show, huh?
Yes, it is.
Brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. And we have another amazing show for you today. And regular Common Good Radio show fashion.
Yes.
We have at least one veteran on the show with us. No, actually count that. Two veterans on the show with us today. Yeah. Technically three if you count me. But we'll just put me on the back burner for a while. But nobody puts the baby in the corner, as long as we know that.
No, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So on the first half of the hour, we have an Army veteran and a fellow patient at North Star Hyperbaric, North Star Neurology with me and Mr. William Wisner. And then on the second half of the show, we will have Bruce Laird with Agra Valley Growers. Cool. And he is also... works under a USDA grant with Veteran Rescue Mission and several other organizations with Agra Valley Growers called AgVet, where we're teaching veterans how to do agriculture in hopes to get them in the industry, whether they want to start their own business or they just want to learn it so they can go work for somebody else. So
yes.
It's super cool, so awesome to have Bruce Laird, who's a Marine, one of my best buddies in the whole wide world, on the show with us. And then me and Will had a good conversation a few days ago, and this dude is super cool. I'm actually really excited for you to meet him, Andreas, because he just vibrates at that energy level that we like so much. Yeah. So, I'm excited to have the Army vet on the show. And but in very much Common Good Radio fashion, we're going to give the blessings to the man who blesses us oh so very much, who's made our lives so lovely and has given us so many gifts, has allowed us to do this beautiful radio show that allows us to highlight all the amazing organizations in the community. That is, he goes by the name G-O-D. Some call him God. Some call him Allah. He goes by many names.
Universe.
But I just call him Father. And today we're going to go ahead and we're going to read the Lord's Prayer to give some grace to our loving Father who makes this all possible. And it goes a little something like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
So, that being said, let's go ahead and welcome our good friend, William Wisner. He is an Army veteran himself, and he is also a patient with North Star Hyperbaric and North Star Neurology. Thank you for coming on the show with us, brother.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, John. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. So you and I got a chance to talk a little bit the other day, and it's always, I always love talking with vets. I mean, Andreas has been able to kind of see the interactions that we have. That's just kind of like this natural fraternity that we're part of. And you were telling me a little bit about your background, and it certainly moved me, not only because it's a lot like my own story, but it's just like, it's like my own story and then some. So it was super cool to hear. But for our listening audience that wasn't there during our conversation, tell them a little bit about your background, what you feel comfortable with.
Yeah, sure. I'll try to keep it as encapsulated as I can, make it short. So my name is Will Wisner. I live in St. Louis, Missouri. I am an Iraq veteran from 2007, 2008. I deployed with 3rd ID during the surge. The majority of my time in Iraq, I was a cavalry scout, 19th Delta. And the majority of the time that I was there, I lived in the Alto Atha nuclear compound, which was Saddam's nuclear facility. So we had all sorts of crazy toxins flying around there, and I'm not exactly sure what, although we have done some environmental toxin testing here through North Star, and I'm anxiously awaiting the results of that to come back, give me a little more insight. But in addition to that, you know, we our primary forward operating base was FOB Hammer, and, you know, we would spend time there and other FOBs like Ross DeMayan, and so we were around burn pits and other types of modalities that kind of produce those types of toxins. So I'm not really sure exactly what all is in me, but once I came home and was out of the military, I got out, I guess it was November of 2008. Wasn't too long after that, started noticing, you know, big significant changes in my body, and I just kind of chalked them up to, you know, getting out of the Army and getting fat and lazy, I guess. And, you know, it turns out maybe a little bit more than that. A lot of guys I know, you know, are sick from different things, definitely respiratory issues. You know, the VA diagnoses that as asthma. It's continued long enough that they finally upgraded it to COPD. What specifically is going on there, I still really don't know. You know, as far as the VA was concerned, that's largely the extent of what I had going on. And, of course, as I'm here in North Star now, I'm learning, you know, that's not the whole story. There's quite a bit more going on, but that's another story.
What would you say in a nutshell are like are some of the effects of the time you served in the military?
Well, you know, I've experienced a lot of things. I think in addition to just the normal toxin exposures from where I lived in those types of areas, of course, I have more physiological type things too, you know, concussive damage from blasts, everything from small arms fire to rockets. We had a rocket attack twice on our FOB when I was at FOB Hammer, once in June, once in July of 2007, courtesy of the Iranians. And so I've got a significant amount of cognitive damage, you know, from that, as I'm learning here. My lungs, of course, is an issue. I've got my thyroid is not functioning. That's, you know, my entire endocrine system's kind of on the fritz. I have my joints inflamed. My body attacks itself, so I have an immunodeficiency going on. It's just a whole lot. I have a whole buffet line of crazy ailments, and you really can't make much sense out of them. And you know, the VA certainly doesn't really know what to do with it. They minorly engage it. So that's kind of how that lays out, I guess.
Okay. Well, definitely, firstly, thank you for sharing that. I know it's like that's a lot, one, and it's a lot to just share with, you know, 10 to 20,000 people of a listening audience. So I appreciate that. And then after we get back from the break, I'm going to have you tell us what, you know, how did you find North Star Hyperbaric? But we're going to go ahead, take a break, and we'll be back with Will Wisner, an Army veteran and a North Star Hyperbaric patient alongside me. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I have a little thing called IBelieveInMyself.org and I Believe in Myself Coaching. I have a friend named Andreas who wants to tell you all about it.
Yeah, definitely. If you're interested in a free coaching session to overcome your fears and create a strategy for that big vision that you desire to leave a legacy behind, send me a message at IBelieveInMyselfCoaching@gmail.com or check out my website at IBelieveInMyself.org. We'll be right back with the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission.
Thank you, sir.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you'd like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Yeah, like actually, if you are a big fan of vets, today's going to be your favorite day because we're speaking with William Wisner. He's an Army vet. I'm an Army vet. And then we have a Marine on later. So if you are a big fan of this country and those who serve this country, lucky you. Here we are. So, Will, before we left the break, you were talking about your background, and again, thank you for sharing that and kind of like all the stuff that, you know, not only we as veterans go through, but that extra stuff that are the brave, you know, the guys who do the secret squirrel stuff go through. But tell us what brought you to North Star, and how did you kind of go from that transition of a lot of veterans who try to, you know, use the resources that are there through the VA to deal with these issues that we deal with through combat or through our military service, to realizing actually this isn't working. I have to figure out something else.
Sure. So after I started experiencing different symptoms, and friends of mine that are also veterans were experiencing similar symptoms, and I started looking into this thing, and that's back around just after 2010. So you know the issue of burn pits was starting to come out very. Very minorly, there was a push from an organization, Burn Pits 360, which I now serve on the board of. They really were involved in the early days of the family members that were impacted by these environmental toxins through military exposures, of trying to get legislation going to get the VA to engage more effectively. And what that led to was the VA's Burn Pit Registry, which was built and followed suit from a organizational registry that was being ran by Burn Pits 360 that their executive director, Rosie Torres, had put together.
Nice.
And so once President Obama had signed that into law, you know, the registry had gone live. I had, you know, was aware of it at that point. I wanted to register. The system was terribly broken. It was almost impossible to register on it. I called, they tell me I didn't have qualifying service. And so I called to try to sort through that. And they, through a weird twist of fate or the hand of God or what you want to call it, they actually connected me to Rosie Torres, thinking mistakenly the person I talked to thought I was talking about the Burn Pits 360 registry and somehow had her number. And so he gave me her personal cell phone number, and that's how I met Rosie. And so I'd called her to scream at her about how, you know, what piece of garbage the registry was. And turned out, you know, learned a lot. And that was the beginning of my education into the issue. So that spurred me to go back into school full time. I wanted to engage that issue on a deeper level. So I literally quit my job and just went back to school to pursue a master's in nonprofit management so that I could get deeper involved into this issue. And that's exactly what happened. Since going on that journey, I have been in the nonprofit sector. I worked for the Sergeant Thomas Joseph Sullivan Center in Washington, D.C., out there for about a year and a half. Total time, and before they transitioned over to more of a foundational role of providing grant money for research. And at that point, I had understood the nature of the game that was being played politically and on this particular issue. And so one of the big lessons I learned was that no money, no mission, and you really have to be able to fundraise effectively in order to carry out that work. And I just didn't have that skill set. I'd had the core curriculum from, you know, my education through going through school, but I didn't have that practical experience. And so I just looked into who is the biggest fundraising firm in the world, and I found CCS Fundraising. I applied, told them my story. I don't know if it was out of pity or they thought maybe I'd be able to do the job. They brought me on board, and so I've been with them ever since. I am now an associate vice president in the firm, and I am a professional fundraiser. And I take that skill set, and that's my talent that I bring to the board for Burn Pits 360. And that, through that work, trying to piece together how to engage this issue, because historically we've been very much engaged in trying to impact Congress to take action, because since the Supreme Court closed the door on the issue of, you know, Kellogg, Brown, and Root, who were the folks that ran the burn pits, and so since the Supreme Court basically decided that not to engage the issue and accept the lower court's ruling, which was, in essence, because Kellogg, Brown, and Root was acting on the behalf of the Department of Defense with their use of burn pits, that this was a matter of military strategy. And so since they were carrying out military strategy, that they were effectively covered under the sovereign immunity. And so they were not, you know, you couldn't engage them legally. So that puts the ball squarely in the court of Congress to do something and take action. And so we've been in that arena for quite a while and still are. We have a bill that's currently on the floor sponsored by Senator Gillibrand and Rubio called the Warfighter 21 Act. There's a lot of inside the Beltway politics that's tied up into that, including the other veteran service organizations. And it's just kind of a mess. And, you know, I've been really kind of fed up with the whole needing to pursue Congress to take action. It's never going to happen. It's never going to be the correct answer. In fact, they're looking in all the wrong places. Mm. And so while I was going through that, we were kind of building our own model of this hypothetical concept of what is going to work to actually heal these guys like me that are out there that, you know, need this this relief. And so we kind of built a model, but it didn't exist. And so we dug and dug and dug, and we found all these different wonderful folks cross country doing different things. And we finally found Dr. Carol Hendricks here in Tucson with the North Star Hyperbaric. Mm. And that covers a very large portion of that hypothetical model that we were looking to do. And so we just went ahead and threw in. I'm down here now going through the program along with two other people that's being here courtesy of Burn Pits 360 sponsoring, you know, their stay here. We've rented a house on the east side of town, and we are making that available to our veterans. So we're in a pilot. So we're testing it and trying to figure out all the bugs so that we can address that whenever we launch this thing a little larger. But the idea is to be able to bring these veterans from any place in the country that need help here, which is, frankly, about the only place in the country that's providing this kind of help, and make this accessible and doable. You know, I had to take a whole month off of work on every day of vacation and sick day that I have to come here for the minimum 40 dives in the hyperbaric tank. Hmm. And so that's pretty much where we're at. Now we're caught up to speed. And
well, we have probably about a minute, so we have to wrap up. Just tell us, I guess, how North Star Hyperbaric has helped you so far and then how people can plug into it.
Well, I have some pretty significant brain damage, as it turns out. And so this hyperbaric is actually repairing that structure within the brain. So this is, I'm diving at an atmospheric pressure of 1.5 times what is normal. So you're getting about 700% of oxygen because you're breathing pure oxygen while you're in this chamber. And that process spurs growth. The regenerative process, you're even releasing new stem cells out of your bone marrow. So you're literally rebuilding this damaged tissue. And what we hope to see is after these 40 dives, there will be significant improvement. My damage is significant enough that I'm going to have to go for a minimum of 100 dives. But hopefully at the end of that process, this therapy will have repaired my brain and put me back in a better place. So
That's amazing. Really, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Will, for coming on the show with us. I'm sure we'll be talking more. And, yeah, it was a pleasure, brother.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Have a great one.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Commission. That was Will Wisner with here representing North Star Hyperbaric.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org. North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBot.com today to schedule a consultation.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I'm offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at IBelieveInMyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to IBelieveInMyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show. I am your coach and speaker, Andres Ruiz, alongside with the one and only Pastor John McClain. Mm-hmm. We just had a great interview with Will Wisner. Man, what a great story. That guy can, man, he sounds like a motivational speaker. He could really just, I was listening to him. He's a great storyteller and I really enjoyed him, man. And Now, I mean, we have an amazing person, amazing guest that I really enjoy speaking to. Great
man.
He
should be a motivational speaker himself, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah,
I agree.
You know, we have the one and only Bruce Laird with
Agvets. That's like the short name for it.
Agvets. Yeah, that's I'd rather say Agvets. But welcome to the show, Bruce, man. It's been a minute, man. I haven't talked to you in a while. How you doing?
Yeah, hi. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us on. Yeah, it's been a while, and good to connect with you guys again.
Absolutely.
It's been too long. I don't know. I feel like you're a regular on the show for a while, and it's been like, I don't know, I feel like it's almost been like a year or like half a year at least.
I think it's been a year, man. Almost a year, yeah.
Well, almost. Well, what's going on?
I didn't know it was that long.
Yeah, dude.
Our first show was July 1st. And you were like one of our first guests on that show.
I think he was the first guest. Yeah, he was.
It's odd, man.
I know, man.
It's coming full circle.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, man. I'm wise and you're having fun, man.
I guess
absolutely,
so.
Dude. Yeah, man. So thank you for being on the show, man. And just to get things started off, like, remind us what is Agvets and you know, the programs in the Southwest. Like, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the Agvets program is a USDA grant-funded program, and the main goal of this is to get veterans involved into farming and ranching and green technology, those types of careers, you know, or even businesses for them to not just find a job in those industries, but to be able to possibly create their own business in those industries.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just a cog in the wheel. There's many players involved. John, as part of the board and part of the program. Then we have AA Tech, U of A, USDA, and the County Extension, RBI. There's a lot of different. I'm sure I'm forgetting people, but yeah, there's a lot of players involved, and it's a good program. We got, I might be wrong, maybe John knows better, but I think we got like 13 to 15 participants in the program now. Mm-hmm. We've already done a couple workshops. The internships are getting ready to start on different farms, and the program's rolling now. It's actually doing what it was designed to do.
Yeah, man. And how has this experience been for you, man, this past year? Just tell us a little bit, like, you know, some fun experiences, some interesting experiences, some not so good experiences. Tell us a little bit about that, man.
For the vets program?
Yeah. Yeah, or just for you, man, in general. Just like, you know, how's that been going for you?
No, it's been going good, man. I mean, you know, obviously with the whole COVID thing, it kind of slowed us down last year a little bit. I think we had planned to do a lot more in-person stuff, so we kind of backed off on some of that. When that's starting to pick up now, so that's good. You know, we do, there's a lot of planning and stuff that goes on behind the scenes with Zoom meetings and things like that. And the people over at AA Tech, Jing and Sophie, they do a lot to get this program together. They carry a bulk of the administrative load and a lot of the other coordinating and planning load. So it's been good to work with all those people and, you know, have a team going with that. we're pretty excited for the internships. We know we definitely have one participant that wants to intern with us, and we're going to touch a variety of subjects with him, from microgreens, vegetable production, hemp production, and just the whole nine. So, and then doing the gardening projects over at John's place, the Veteran Rescue Mission, that's been a lot of fun. And it's been fun to see their little food plot evolve.
Yeah, and you guys put up a hoop house at your property just a couple weeks ago, huh?
Yeah, we actually put two up, and it was two different workshops, so we kind of got the whole start to finish, laying it out, putting in the poles, putting up the shade, the plastic, everything, so that's really going to help us out with season extension and being able to do different crops at different times of year. So,
yeah, if you could speak to that more, I mean, just how these, whether it was the garden at Veteran Rescue Mission or even the Hoop House Project or some of these classes that are initiated and how that's kind of helped, you know, deal with what's going on among everybody else. It seems like relatively we're hiding. Like me and Andreas talks about this a lot. Like last year, everybody else was kind of tucked away, but we were like out there full force. Like we went and started the radio show, did all these events. You know, we did these gardening events and, you know, and everything that we did through AgVets. So, you know, how did that help you last year still having this stuff rather than, you know, not having anything to plug into?
Oh, I mean, yeah, definitely good to be able to plug into stuff to do. I mean, there's no need to isolate, you know, and live in fear, right? Yeah. And then, you know, there wasn't a lot of things available to do during that time. You know, a lot of our traffic slowed down with the restaurant slowdown and all that. So, yeah, it was good to have these other little things to plug into to kind of fill that void, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I think, you know, through at least I've seen, whether it's, you know, you, Dr. Ursula, Trent, you know, the kind of the character of people's or the collection of people that come to the Wednesday garden party, as we call it now, it's just like you guys are become pretty good friends of mine. I mean, in a lot of ways, you guys are some of my closer friends now because, you know, you guys are the ones who I've been connecting to over the past year or two because of this. So it's been kind of cool to see how that happens.
Yeah. I guess everybody's circle probably got a little bit smaller during this time, right?
Yeah.
Which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I really honestly never really thought of it like that.
Yeah, well, you take a second to think about that. We're going to go to break now. That's Bruce Laird on the line with us with Aber Valley Growers and under AgVets and also with Seed to Sale on the line with us. We'll talk to him more about that after we get back with the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Where, as always, we are also asking for cars, RVs, and unused vehicles for our veterans. We have veterans that need vehicles to get to their jobs and to get to their appointments, as well as we always need as much support as we possibly can get for our Veteran Rescue Mission as a whole. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll be right back.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to tucsoninternationalacademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
That was scary. No, that was scary.
I know. I guess I was trying to do Val Venus, man, from WWE.
Hello. Oh, really?
Hello, ladies. You don't remember Val Venus?
I guess. Oh, yeah, I do. Hello. But that's... I don't know, it sounded like a Freddy Krueger mixed with something else.
On the next Friday the 13th. Yeah, that was terrible.
I hope there weren't any children listening.
Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show. Yes, brought to you by Veterans Rescue Mission. And we have a great guest on the show here, Bruce Layard with Ag Vets. And thank you for being here again, man. And for everything that you do, I really appreciate you, man. You're still going. You're still one of those people that, you know, didn't give up, man. You were still out there, even when, you know, like you said, you didn't allow fear to hold you back from doing what you needed to do, man. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah, no doubt. That was a real freaky return there. I was like, what's going on here?
You're welcome. I'm just kidding. Yeah, man. So, you know, tell us just a little bit more about the program and what can a new veteran expect when they join this program?
I mean, there's a lot of different benefits to the program. You know, one thing is the program is not just like, you know, you have to attend like A, B, and C classes. You can kind of like gear the curriculum towards what interests you, you know. So, you know, and with the drone technology and solar green technologies and things like that, there's a lot of opportunity in those fields now. And those fields are going to continue to grow, especially the green technologies, obviously, with the big push through of the New Deal and things like that. So you'll see jobs opening up in those areas and career potential. So people could choose that, or they could just take a solid look at just like the agricultural side of stuff. You know, so that's a good benefit to it. It's pretty flexible program. There's a lot of online component to it. There is some hands-on and in-person stuff, you know, so people do have to be available for that, but it's not like a traditional, you know, everyday school type event. And, so people have that flexibility with their life. And then there's the internship part where, it's actually like a week long, hands-on working in whichever field or area that they're looking at, you know, so they'll get like a day-to-day rundown of what's happening on a farm, you know, for a week. And they'll get to see that in person, right? and participate in it.
That's great, man. And, you know, when you mentioned greens, do you think greens is the future and eventually we'll just be eating nothing but greens and, you know, meat will eventually not be here? Or what are your thoughts about that? That's a pretty big question.
I mean, I think so. I think that's how it ends, you know, ultimately for humanity, with, you know, return of Christ and things like that. I think we'll all be back to eating, you know, that type of diet at some point in eternity. Right. But, when I talk about green technology, I'm talking about like solar, wind, green building technologies, you know, that type of green.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. I was talking about like microgreens and stuff like that, but
yeah, you just got them excited about all the possibilities.
Papa the Sailor Man over here.
I mean, microgreens are, you know, like sunflowers are loaded with protein, man, like 40%
really?
Protein.
So. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. It's one of the most abundant sources of natural plant protein.
Oh man.
You could eat that way. I expect we will at some point, but for the program, you know, I'm talking about green technologies. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Let's tell our listeners how they can plug into the AgVet program, and then we'll let's then have you tell us more about Apple Valley Growers and Seed to Sale.
Yeah. So really the best way is through the Facebook page.
Veterans Agricultural Education and Apprenticeship Program in the Southwest.
Yes.
Yes. Facebook page.
Sorry, I'm kind of on the fly here.
Brother. I got you. Yeah. So it's VAEAPS for those that want to connect with it on the Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
so tell us tell us about the happenings with Aber Valley Growers and Seed to Sale, exactly what those things are and, you know, what you guys have been up to.
Yeah, so the Aber Valley Growers is our vegetable production farm. You know, we've been doing some industrial hemp so far this season, getting stuff planted for that. We are still kind of in the wings on what we're going to do on the vegetable side.
Mm.
We have the hoop houses now, so we have some flexibility mm-hmm. with our planting and things like that. So,
I remember last year you telling me the summer like just scorched a lot of stuff. Do you think this year the hoop houses will help alleviate that?
Yeah. I can provide more shade. I can provide more overhead irrigation.
Mm-hmm.
I can do more things to help cool the crops off.
Mm.
But I think we're really targeting we're just going to kind of get more infrastructure and stuff in place through the brutal summer. And then, we'll probably look at like production in the fall, fall, winter.
You know, real quick question, because for the listeners that don't understand what a hoop house is, because I'm thinking Dr. J, Michael Jordan, but what exactly is a hoop house?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the actual term for this is a caterpillar tunnel is what you would, you know, look it up. To find it on the internet. It comes from Farmer's Friend LLC. It's a real neat kit. Everything is in it that you need, the screws, the bolts, you know, everything is there as a kit. And they have really, really well put together videos and instruction manuals so you can easily do this. And basically it's just a large arch, metal tubing that's bent into an arch.
Mm-hmm.
And the arches are secured to the ground, and then a shade cloth or plastic. We have plastic and shade that go over the arches, and it provides you a semi-controlled growing space. You can close the ends off and make it more like a greenhouse per se. But for now, we have the ends open and the sides open just for airflow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then also tell us about Seed to Sale. Definitely want to give some love to Seed to Sale because you guys donated some awesome plants to our garden yesterday at Veteran Rescue Mission, and you guys also made a little donation. So please tell us about this amazing organization.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So Seed to Sale Growers was created by Jimmy Graham and myself. We are a company that helps people grow cannabis. We help the home growers grow cannabis. With the passing of Prop 207, cannabis is now legal to grow for adults 21 years and older. They can have 6 plants in their home, or up to 12 plants if there's 2 adults 21 or older. So we just facilitate people in the way of helping them learn how to grow.
Mm-hmm.
We provide educational workshops. We do some with the Growers House. We've done some at the Oasis Wild Horse Ranch, like fun little get-together networking events with some hands-on education of growing the cannabis plant. And we can provide people with equipment lists, nutrient lists, pesticide regimens, anything they need to grow a successful crop of cannabis. There's quite a bit that goes into it. Could become a very cumbersome hobby, but we hope for people to have an enjoyable experience with it, and we try to help them with that.
That's awesome. And we got about a minute and a half to left, and I don't know if I should even ask this question because it's kind of a deep question, but being a Marine and, you know, having worked in this for so long and knowing how much it's helped, like, how does it feel being at this point you're at now where, you know, for the longest time it was illegal, it was like so look, you know, so impossible to do. And now here you are teaching people how to do it, and you know, your own farm and all that.
Yeah, it's it's awe inspiring. I mean, it feels good. You know, a lot of people we help, you know, they're doing it because they have some kind of condition or, you know, something that they're trying to fix, right? Mm-hmm. Without the use of prescription medicines and things like that. So, you know, that's really cool to connect with those people. And then, you know, we've met a lot of people through this that have never even used the plant, much less grown it, you know, that just want to try to grow it because now they can and they think it's interesting. So it's fun to connect with those different types of people as well. I mean, the cannabis has definitely helped me a lot through prescription washout from the VA and, you know, just a lot of different issues. I definitely give the credit to God to get me through all that. But cannabis has kind of been a tool for that for me.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Bruce, for coming on the show, brother.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Yeah, and I'll see you next Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, that's Bruce Laird with Avra Valley Growers and Seed to Sale, as well as under the AgVets grant alongside Veteran Rescue Mission and us. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. You guys hang in right there. We got the Making College Come True radio show following this. You get to hear my voice in that as well. That Making College Come True radio show is brought to you by Tucson International Academy. And man, I'm excited for you to hear that, and thank you for sitting in and listening to us on this show.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.